Hello, my name is Johnny, and I'm one of the four managers, along with Richie, Mikey, and Tony, with Dieci Restaurant in Palm Harbor. Dieci is the word for the number 10 in Italian. And it's very appropriate because Dieci Restaurant is a 10 in every way. That's 32888 US 19 in Palm Harbor. And everybody who owns a restaurant says, gee, our food is really good. But I gotta say, our food is better than that. It's actually exquisite. So please visit us. Once again, that's Dieci Italian Restaurant. That's 32888 US 19 in Palm Harbor. Sure look forward to seeing you. Ciao.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
For the Brian Cash Claus Show, and now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Claus!
This is a radio spot for my good friends right here. Trusted friends, Sharon Ficchioni. Did I say that right?
It's Ficchioni.
Ficchioni. So this is Ray Rao. He's my trusted friend from The Whisper. Now tell me exactly what The Whisper is, like how it's named.
The Lone Whisperer.
The Lone
Whisperer. Come to me because of my years of being told, you're a great listener. And that's so key today in the market where people feel that mortgage people in real estate are using a separate language that they don't understand. So I break it down. I don't use any acronyms. I use exactly how it's written. So I don't do DTI. I say debt to income.
All right. So, hey, as a real estate agent of many years, I have run into a question with my clients. What is a mortgage broker versus a loan officer?
So with a mortgage broker, in layman's terms again, I don't have any walls. I'm not dictated by a board of trustees on cherry-picking loans that would be sold in the second market easier than others. I produce purchase mortgages for the public, and I have a record of 2 years of no turndown. So I can do commercial, I can do residential. I can do, of course, VA, FHA, and conventional. That's what my advantage is. Mm-hmm. I don't have to answer to a board of trustees.
So because you are the Lone Whisperer, because you listen and you like to put information into layman terms, this is awesome for especially first-time home buyers, and you're a veterans advocate. So could you explain more about how you help veterans and first-time home buyers and people who need help with loans. Can you explain those types of loans you work on?
Sure, Sharon. Thank you. Well, one of the nicest things is when I deal with first-time home buyers, I realize the anxiety and the fear. They're dealing with what they think is a large corporation that is engineered just to make money. And what I do is I slow it down. I ask them, what exactly are they looking for, would like to do? What are your goals? Let's talk about them in the front end of this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can build that purchase mortgage that they feel comfortable with. They can go to bed at night and say, I feel like I've been served.
That's awesome. And so in order for buyers to reach you and to understand all about loans and how they can get qualified today, do you have a mobile app that people can use?
Sure. Absolutely. ApplyRay.com.
Great. Could you say that one more time, please?
ApplyRay.com.
Wonderful. So right now, anybody, if they do get a loan that doesn't meet qualifications, you can help them build their credit profile, and you do what you call a credit simulator. Could you explain that, please?
So you have three scores. So in each score, you get what it could be to raise that particular score. So what I do is I take the information from the three reporting agencies, and I raise your score by showing you in different areas what, if you pay this down to this, what we can raise your score to, what we can also do about the other scores to raise them, so we can get you a better qualifying score and a better interest rate.
And the name of the company is Phoenix Loan Solutions?
That's correct. Phoenix Loan Solutions, Inc.
And that phone number is yours?
That phone number is directly to me, right here to the cell phone sitting on the table.
And what's the phone number again?
727-512-0497.
And why the big, the bad, the ugly song? Why do you think that connects to this deal?
It's the listening. You know, I've always been fascinated by Clint Eastwood and the fact that he spends a lot of time listening and looking and hearing what people say. And I think that is so key in this business that's full of fear and anxiety of people going to rip me off. I don't understand what buy down of points are. I don't understand what LOX means, letter of explanation. I don't understand all of these acronyms. Why can't somebody just talk to me like an everyday person? And that's exactly what I go after. And that's exactly what I've had a great deal of success with, where people say, Ray, I'm so appreciate you talk to me like a regular person.
And what's the phone number again?
727-512-0497.
We'd like to thank you for listening, and please reach out to Ray at Phoenix Loan Solutions Incorporated. Ray is the Senior Mortgage Loan Originator, NMLS number 1257601. Call him at 727-512-0497.
Awesome.
All right.
All right, but I'll call in a few minutes if you want me to.
100%. We got like about seven people. Definitely. You should come here just for the hot dog.
Hi, guys.
Hey, we're on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hello?
Oh, well, we're just talking in here, guys.
Oh, yeah, I was on the phone with Alex, right? And I didn't even realize it. This really is, because sometimes the salesmen say stuff, and like then when you're a salesman, people tend not to like take it with a grain of salt. Like, I know I can overrun the dog. I mean, the dump trunk, me and the bull. I know I can do better than him. I'm a better athlete. See, I know that. No comment? Hello? No comment?
I can't hear you.
I was just
the mic's not on, so I didn't hear nothing you said.
Well, good. We'll leave it at that then.
Good, because it was a bunch of malarkey anyway.
No, it wasn't. Can you hear now?
I can hear.
You can hear?
Yeah, I hear you.
You know, we should have this set up ahead of time. It's on me to do this, and I never do. But this gentleman here at USF is the only man, human being, on planet Earth that scored two touchdowns in one game for USF and also hit two home runs. Like, to me, because I'm a sports guy, when you go to, I mean, are you a sports woman? Because usually women aren't, but are you? Do you have sports on at your bar?
I have two sons, so yes.
Oh, so what do they play? What sports?
So they've talking
to Mike.
They've played soccer and football and swim.
Ooh, nice.
Nice. That's nice. The swimming is the best exercise, they say.
For it's anyone. Really hard. It's a lot harder than people think.
Right.
It's very hard.
Right. Can you get closer to the mic? But that is neat. And that's when the time that my daughter now is going to, like, she got the scholarship. And I always say it's not buffoon college, but it's something like that. Anyhow.
You didn't Google it?
No. But I.
Come on, Brian.
But she's at the age of 16, she got her associate's degree because she took all advanced classes. And she was cheerleader and she was valedictorian. But where I was going to go with that is like taking her and my son to school and stuff. You know, I might have been grudgingly did it sometimes, but I didn't have to. I got to.
And it's perspective.
It's a perspective. And I miss that. Too, being waiting there in line to pick my daughter up, you know, thinking I got to run my business and I shouldn't be here.
Well, I have one you can pick up if you really miss it that much.
Oh my gosh, Jessica, I just got to tell you, this is my new favorite cake, for real.
So good.
Peanut butter cake.
What kind is it?
Delicious peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
So good.
But it's made from scratch, the whole thing, the frosting and the cake we make from scratch.
Oh, it's delicious. I just have to say that.
That's the reason.
Can you tell me how you make the, and how many hot dogs you sell a week?
Oh, gosh. So we just got more hot dogs from New York. We sold about 320 last month.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And how much is a hot dog like that?
So today it's actually on special. Every Thursday it's $7. It's our daily special for a cool dog and fries. But normally it's $7.99 when it's not on special for the dog.
And you know what? You get what you pay for.
So good.
What is the ingredients? Because for me, and I don't know if it's you too, but some people like, I don't like the beany like chili. But
yeah,
some people do.
It's not a chili dog. No beans.
But it looks like it.
It does. A lot of people assume it's a chili dog, but no beans.
It's meat.
It's just meat.
Meat. Not just meat, it's good meat.
Well,
just
yeah.
Protein.
I mean, I could tell you the rest in there, but...
Then you'd have
no.
to...
Then we'd have to kill you.
Yeah, that's patented information. Oh,
wow. Did you try the hot dog?
Not yet, but I'm fixing to.
And then it has onion. I taste of onion.
It does. It has onions on the bottom. So where we're from in upstate New York, it's called Buried. You put the onions on the bottom.
Buried? Where in upstate New York?
Plattsburgh.
How far is that from Ithaca?
Probably about 2 hours north. We're about 45 minutes south of Canada.
What was the other one up there, upstate New York? Lake George. How far from? How far from Lake George?
About an hour and a half.
Wow. If I asked everybody, I mean, maybe you're not supposed to do this, but where were you born? What city?
Clearwater, Florida.
Where were you born?
Munich, Germany.
Germany.
Munchen.
Wow. Where were you born?
Plattsburgh, New York.
I was born in Ithaca, New York.
Nice.
You're both
Ithaca's
upstate.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's beautiful country.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got mountains.
Yeah, skiing. You're right in the Adirondacks.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
So Clearwater, Munich, Plattsburgh.
Yeah.
Tom, where were you born?
Newark, New Jersey.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Newark.
Yeah, that's where we all sent all the toxic waste.
Hold your nose, Newark.
We used to love New Jersey because we could shop there and not pay sales tax.
There's something good, you guys.
And no, actually, you know what? Something really good came out of Newark, and you know what it was? Tom. How was that, Tom?
That's beautiful.
So you paid me that $5. There you go.
Pumping you up.
So let's go around the table. Tell us what you do and like what your purpose is of what you do.
Excuse me. Well, we feed people. That's our purpose. So we provide you great food, a great atmosphere. We do a lot of fundraising events for the community. So we're very big on community outreach. Side note, we're doing a Thanksgiving dinner. For anyone that doesn't have a place to go or you just want to get away from your family on Thanksgiving, which happens.
Okay, sure.
We'll have a full dinner. We'll be open normal hours. It's $5 dine-in, $10 take-out for a full turkey dinner.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow, $10 takeout because, you know, people will pile up.
What's all the fixings besides the turkey?
All the fixings. So we have homemade mac and cheese, homemade stuffing, cranberry sauce, mashed potatoes and gravy.
Love that cranberry sauce.
A variety of desserts, green bean casserole, a little bit of everything.
Really? I'd like to make a $50 donation right now.
I would love that. Thank
for
you.
For 10 people.
Awesome.
Right, that don't have the money.
I love it.
And if that don't work out, just give that to the servers if, like, say, no one takes you up on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm sure we will. We give out a lot of meals on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, just you know who to give them to.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Thank you so much. We also have our one-year anniversary party coming up, so we've officially owned it for 1 year as of Saturday.
Oh,
really?
Yes, thank you so much.
Where's the anniversary party at?
It's at the bar. So it's
this
at...
This Saturday?
This Saturday. So it's 5488 58th Street North. In St. Pete.
You guys go have the USL football game on?
We will if you come.
All right. kick off at 7:30. I know we're not the best team in the land anymore, but most time I go, they got those other schools up on the screen. So
that's okay.
I watch it on my couch.
We'll have it on.
USF at one point was a powerhouse like 10 or 15 years ago, right? Weren't they when you
were there? Ranked number 2 in the country in 2008.
That's what I'm saying. What's that, 15? No,
13.
13 years ago.
I do numbers, I got you.
He knows.
For a week, right?
Imagine that, number 2 in the country. What happened? What was the downfall of yours?
That school from New Jersey, Rutgers, happened on a Thursday night.
It's Tom's school.
Yeah, Rutgers, you know, I remember I watched them play one night. It was unbelievable. They have really good uniforms, the black and red.
Uniforms, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would not have gone there.
It's about all I can say.
But you know, don't even talk to him about no uniform.
You know,
yeah,
no,
but it's what's in the uniform that matters.
True.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I like that color, red and black. What color do you like? Like, do you have a color code you like? Or is that something you don't ask someone?
Yeah, that's...
Is there a color code? Like, that's like, is it science behind the color code of making something look better?
I don't know. I know yellow makes people hungry.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's, your walls are yellow?
No. They're
what
like,
you waiting on?
They're like a blue, but blue makes people thirsty, so they'll drink more.
Oh, yeah. Profit margins.
Profit.
That is funny.
Do you ever watch that show, the Restaurant Rescue Guy?
Yeah.
Would you ever, like, most of those places, I was in that show.
Really?
Yeah. And then he came up to me and he wanted me to knock my friend in. I didn't. So.
What were you eating?
I was eating chicken wings. So he comes up to me and he goes... John Tester's. So he goes, oh, what do you think of the chicken wings? And I'm supposed to say they're terrible, but, you know, because that's part of the show. And I said, no, I really enjoy them. He just walked right by me.
You but didn't I'm make actually, the cut, did you? They edited you
no,
out
actually,
of that
I'm
show.
No, actually, I'm in the show.
Oh, they put you in the show?
And you don't want to hear something really cool that happened is after everybody left that show, all the food comes out later. And then our table, they just put all the food in front of our table. Because I'm really close with the guy there. Do you know Gil and Ricks? Do you ever hear it? Yeah.
We're not worldwide like you, Brian.
No.
No.
Worldwide, isn't he?
Yeah. We're locals.
So that's the deal. So do you have Sunday football package?
We have pretty much all of the games. The blackout games we don't get. So if it's blacked out, we won't have it as of right now. But as long as it's not blacked out, we'll have it.
The Bucks are Super Bowl champs.
You always have the Buck on, right?
Always.
Yeah, they're not blacked out anymore. They were blacked out a few years ago.
They were, but then Super Bowl, so they're not blacked out now.
They tried to force us to go to the games. We were like, we're going to stay out for a while.
I'm not going to go see that.
Yeah, the year they won the Super Bowl, I went to every game with my kids. That year. And isn't that ironic? That's the year I had to see.
That's the years of the $8 hot dogs.
Yeah, that was something. Mm-hmm. $7.99 at Cool Vibes.
It'll be the best $8 hot dogs at the game.
They're like 12, 15.
And they're not as good.
Yeah.
They're not.
No.
They're just the one right out of like Costco refrigerator. Right.
I can tell you, the one at the game when I went to the baseball game last week was $14.
Wow.
See? You could have gotten
two
bars.
And there was no topping.
How big was it?
It was big, though.
Yeah.
It was.
Bigger's not always better.
No.
Huh.
It don't feel you.
Yeah. But this is really good. This tastes good. Yeah. This has taste, too. Besides
I'm going to try one because you said they pop.
They do.
And I was schooled in Queens, New York. And we used to have the Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs.
So you had Nathan's, Sabrettes. Hebrew
Bread.
National.
We had Soubrette on the corner. So yep. The local vendors had the hot machine. I mean, you could get the knishes, the chestnuts, the hot dogs, you name it. I mean, if you wanted a house, he could probably get you one too. Pull it out of one of the bins and here's
jewelry, right. Watches.
Yeah, jewelry. Yeah. How many will you want? You
right.
Know? And but those, they were famous because they had a thick skin on them, the soubrettes, and you had to really use your teeth and almost snap it off.
That's how these are because they're a natural casing, yeah, so they snap when you bite them.
Yeah, the
those are the better ones always.
Yeah, they're the better, and it's the meat inside too because. You can always tell an inexpensive, I don't want to say cheap hot dog, because some of us eat them too, of course, but the fillers that they put in some of the cheaper hot dogs,
you can
it's
tell.
Mushy. Yeah, yeah, it's mushy. You don't get a snappy, good, thick hot dog.
So let's talk about what you got. Just give us some of the things you got going on there. Why should someone go to Cool Vibes?
I like the name.
Yeah, for the cool vibes. Why else wouldn't you go? So we do karaoke every Wednesday. We have an open jam every Thursday night.
Well, that could be fun too, actually.
Yeah.
So what are your hours?
So we're open every day from 11 till 2 in the morning.
Mm.
So wow. You can come anytime. We have early bird specials from 11 to 1.
Will you guys close up, say, if no one's in the restaurant, or do you automatically, someone could know you'll be there open? I see some
no,
of this.
No, we'll always be there open.
So you mean if no one's there?
Yeah.
You know, Gil and Rick.
People are always there.
Yeah, and we're there. I mean, we're a party of one if we have to be.
They would close. Like, say if the place was empty at 11:30, they'd close.
Yeah, that's bad.
I always thought that was bad.
Yeah, because one person comes by
and you can,
at 8 o'clock and they closed at 7, they won't come back.
No.
They don't want to have an appetite.
Especially if you take it.
They know it's not going to be satisfied.
And first impression is everything.
Right. So the restaurant's empty at 11:30. I'm not saying I don't wish that on you, but you will stay open.
Absolutely.
That's good. That's good business
right.
policy.
Absolutely.
Because why would someone try to take a chance if you're home, like you say, on the couch drinking, mm-hmm. watching the USF game, the game's over, and you want to take a ride out to Cool Vibes?
If you weren't drinking.
If you weren't. Right?
I was drinking Gatorade.
Right. So Gatorade. Let's just say, and then you take a DUI chance to go there, and it's closed. And then what happened? Right?
Let me ask you a question, Brian.
Okay.
If you can't drink and drive, why do bars have parking lots?
I don't know.
It's a drill bit theory.
We don't want the drill bits.
She said something that I wanted to touch on. She talked about,
right, Tom?
Especially with restaurants, more than anything, that first impressions mean anything. You have a bad experience, like, you don't want to go back. And I always say bad news spread faster than good news.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Why is that, though?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why is that?
I think we start out, our posture, I think, is negative to begin with.
Skeptical.
I had a friend say, it takes work for me to be nice to people in general.
That comes very easily.
It comes very easy and natural for me to find what's wrong with you. That comes on the front. So I have to do the work. It's called a discipline.
We need to find you some more friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a discipline to be
But is he really your friend?
Right out of the gate. Yeah, because we're judgmental by nature.
Statistically, you'll tell twice as many people about a bad experience than a good experience.
Right.
That's how that guy started
the National Enquirer. There was a different name back in the 50s. And how he started it, I watched an interview. He said he watched everybody when they were going by an accident. Everybody slowed down and looked. And people will say that they don't like bad stuff, right? But then he said, you know what? Why don't we put out all the bad stuff that's going on, like gossip stuff, and see what happens? It was the first gossip magazine, and he said how he got it started was some looking at an accident, noticing everybody was... People want to see it. It's like the news, right? They tried something with good news, right? No one watched it.
Yeah.
Right? It's if you think the news...
Well, that goes back to my theory, and you debunked it a little bit, but the reality is we start out... Of course, I took a shot, so I have to give one back. But we are naturally drawn to the car wrecks. Mm-hmm. And like I was saying to you earlier, it does sound profoundly poor as human beings, but you were trying to raise my bar. But the reality is, by nature, the first thing I do is start measuring and judging you against my ideas and ideals that I have.
Yeah, because you want to make yourself feel better.
For some reason,
that's what it does. I got it better than her.
Yeah, for some reason.
Because her restaurant's not this, that, and that's that's self-comforting. Unfortunately, yeah. That's society.
You right, need then, to go get a piece of cake. You'll feel better.
Yeah, I want
to
get
iPhone, iPad, iPhone.
Do you feel the goodness in her?
Yeah, she's tender. Yeah.
Do you really?
I know the food is good.
No, I'm talking about her. No, her aura she's and everything. Yeah.
She, you can see yeah, that she smile. Wanted. She led with empathy first when I was saying people at first look at the negative, mm-hmm. and she wanted to autocorrect and say no. You need more better friends. But the reality is, we all stop and watch the car.
She works. She owns
side.
Cool vibes. What type of vibe do you think she's going to give off?
Right.
You're right.
Wow. She
right,
lives Otis. It. She
wow,
lives
Otis.
It.
Yeah.
I didn't.
That's a
Otis is hired.
Yeah.
He's
she
he's
lives
our
her
new
life.
Hype man.
She lives her life out loud. She lives it out
and
loud.
What'd she name her? Record? That was so poetic.
Yeah.
It was
profound.
Beautiful.
Otis yeah, because that's what I was thinking. You got cool vibes.
Right.
What's the name of your restaurant?
Cool Vibes.
I'm always got a plug.
That was good how you picked up on that, Otis.
Yeah, he's hired.
He's hired.
That's our new hype man.
Yeah, hype. Two home runs in one game, two touchdowns. Otis.
Amazing.
What do you do, Otis?
So I'm in the financial industry going on, just survived 13 years through the pandemic and all that type of stuff, but really specialize in helping people come up with an income plan. That's, you know, in our society, most people want to spend. They don't really like saving. So you got to teach them that the 20-year-old Otis is 100% counting on the 65-year-old Otis to start putting some money away. Because when you're 65, you're like, man, I wish I was 20.
What happened?
Look at my bank account. Look at my retirement accounts. And you see that. So the earlier I get, I mean, I do work with the seniors, but the earlier I can get someone and start coaching them and showing them a better way than what the narrative on television is telling you to do, yeah, you is better.
Do you ever go to schools, like, and go towards younger?
I'm actually going to probably be starting a financial literacy course right here in Clearwater at the Martin Luther King Center, probably within the next week. I'm just waiting for the email back.
That's great.
But financial literacy, because that's not in our school system. And
not at all.
When you tell someone about financial literacy, they're like, why I don't know that? Because they were teaching you history and math. They never taught you financial literacy. And how to come up with an income plan and how to live, come up with a spending plan that you live within your means. And so many times in America, we get caught up, you know, the cliche is chasing the Joneses, keeping up with the Joneses.
Or one paycheck away from being homeless.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Mm-hmm. Everyone. Right.
So the average saving.
Even business owners.
So this is pre-2020. So don't go Googling it says something, but pre-2020, the average savings of American people were -2%.
Really?
That's the average of everybody.
Really?
-2%.
What?
And the secret percentage is being able to save 20% of your gross salary. See you in 30 years. It don't really matter what investment that you're in. If you can save 20% of your gross and you stuffed it in your mattress, you have enough retirement money.
And I know you're going to probably say it's risky, but Bitcoin, I've been doing really good in Bitcoin. So like everybody I talk to, financial people, they say, oh, it's real risky. You know, last month I made, I'm being, again, I get it's risky, but I made 47% on my money last month.
Nice.
And it's up, then people say, oh, it's going to go up and down, up and down. In the last year, right, I've made 340% on my money.
You can buy a lot of cool dogs with that.
Right. So like,
at
and
cool
I get,
vibe.
I, but
so
I get it.
I
get
to
it.
See you.
Yeah, I will.
I gotta Google the address again. Say it again. Can you say the address again?
Absolutely. It's 5488 58th Street in St. Pete.
I know exactly where that is.
Yeah.
And the hot dogs are unbelievable.
Thank you.
And it's like,
so you just go straight out.
You know, you could say it, but and then I, you know, I'm donating that $50.
Thank you so much.
Make sure you get that before you leave. Okay, so and that's
are
for
you
the
paying
things.
It in Bitcoin?
I can pay it. In, let me see. Well, I can tell you.
I might be one of the recipients. $50.
I make more than $50 a day on my Bitcoin. I can tell you that.
We know.
So anyhow.
But the secret is, when are you going to get out?
I'm riding the wave, baby.
So remember, we had this about a month ago. We talked about the bull market and the bear market.
I know.
So we've been in the bull market for 13 years.
Riding the wave, that's all I'm going to tell you.
You better get out before the bear comes.
Yeah.
Listen, if you can't make it to us and you can't get out because you're busy on Bitcoin, we deliver.
There you
so
go.
So you can do DoorDash, Uber Eats, Grubhub.
That's good. That's all good stuff to let people know. Mm-hmm. I know years ago they tried to start a magazine 30 years ago with that. And people couldn't just get the concept of calling this company up and using it. There were some successful companies in Miami that did it. But this is before the computer, 30 years ago. And this guy would go around and he put together a magazine. And what it would be is like a 32-page magazine with just the menu. It was 8.5 by 11. And then what would happen is you call him and he would deliver the food to you. Right? And it was before computers. So you can imagine, people tried to, what are they called again, the names?
Grubhub, Uber Eats, and DoorDash.
Like, why didn't we come up with that sooner when only thing you could deliver when I was a kid was pizza? Why you only could get pizza?
Or chicken, too.
Well, mostly pizza. I wouldn't
in
know.
New York, it was...
Well, I didn't get any chicken in Clearwater.
Chinese food.
Chinese food, too, in New York. Chinese food,
he's
chicken.
He's delivering on a bicycle.
Yeah,
on a...
Chinese food you can get on every corner in New York.
Yeah.
Just about.
Always have.
They're like Starbucks.
Right. So, in closing, what would you like to say about Cool Vibes?
Just to come check us out. You know, we'd love to have you. We'd love to have your support. Have you try our food. Get some, you know, good vibes, good energy.
Yeah.
We're open 7 days a week. Come in and have a drink with us. We're pretty cool.
Right.
I'm a little biased, but we're pretty
cool. We're pretty cool. See? Yeah.
She That's got me sold.
And you will watch the USF game here for Miotis?
Of course.
All right.
I mean, I have to now because I just hired him.
But we'll turn it off. We might have to turn it off at halftime, but that's another story.
Number two in the nation.
Things are going right.
I'm that sore. I'm that sore when I watch the game. I'm like, hey, turn it off.
Okay, we're going to have our next guest come in. And thank you for coming here.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
And I can say this, and I don't know if I should say to God, because I don't want to like put God and stuff and then not like, but I can actually, so the people really get the point, to God, this was the best hot dog I've ever eaten.
Oh, thank you so much. Right? Thank you.
With the meat, and it's the way I like it.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
With onions and stuff. Greatest hot dog I've ever eaten from Cool Vibes.
You have to get cake before it's all gone, because I'm telling you it's amazing.
It really is. So,
okay, so our next guest.
Yep, we're going to bring Leonardo and... We also have Ray in here, and we're going to play a song. How about we play the song right now?
Yeah, play the song.
From You're Johnny. There.
From Johnny, we're going to play. You want to listen to the song?
From fat food to healthy food.
Right.
I'm still grabbing.
That was really good what you did, Otis.
Yeah.
I tell you, the only
You're
one that
be
can,
a greeter, Cool Vibes, I
think
I see it.
The only one that can replace me that has possibilities, he's one step ahead behind me. Like I told Otis before, right, there's always someone you meet in your life that's better than you at everything.
Okay.
And Otis, I'm that person in your life.
You don't want to put it up to a vote.
That's a lot of humility he's showing today.
That's right. He's really modest.
So we're ready to play the song. Tell us the song that you're about to play, Johnny.
Hey, I'm Johnny M.
All right, Johnny M.
Yes.
Okay, and this is your song. You're a professional singer.
Yes.
You do weddings, all that?
Yeah, also sing at the restaurant.
Right, what's the name of the restaurant?
Name of the restaurant is Dieci Italian Restaurants. That's D-I-E-C-I. It means the number 10 in the Italian language.
Oh. But I'll tell you something. Like I find this out that you're not supposed to do what I'm about to do. It's negative.
Go ahead and do it anyway.
But do it anyway. You know, when you try to Google Dieci's, though, it's so hard to get it.
Oh, yeah, because they don't understand it. Right?
Google doesn't understand it.
Right.
Right, and then like I don't want to say that. Like, there was a client that I tried to help, and I was truthful with, right? And how do I say this? And it was wrong by me being truthful. They got mad at me, right? So they say the truth will set you free, but sometimes people don't want to hear the truth.
That's right.
Right. So me even saying that, like. This guy's windows were real dirty. I mean, filthy. Right? Unbelievably filthy. And he had a sub shop. So I said to him, you know, did you ever think of cleaning your windows? Hopefully I said it nicer than that. He's like, and he cursed at me. Said it was none of my business. And he was angry with me. Right? Have you ever done that? Anyhow, you ready to play the song?
Well, he wanted me to actually sing a little a cappella for. But do you want to hear about the restaurant first? Or?
Do the a cappella.
Okay.
Whatever you think. Go ahead. Do a cappella.
A cappella. Well, the song he has set up is Dean Martin.
Oh, my favorite.
You like Dino?
Dino Vino.
Dino Martino,
Sweeter
right.
Like it, Dino.
And I think it's Everybody Love somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow. I think we should play with the music. What do you think?
Okay.
All right.
Are you going to sing it or?
Yeah. Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow. Something in your kiss just told me my sometime is now. Everybody finds somebody someplace. There's no telling where love may appear. Something in my heart keeps saying my someplace is here.
Wow.
If I had it in my power,
that's Dean Martin.
I'd arrange for every girl to have your charm.
Can you do Elvis too?
Then every minute, every hour, every boy would find what I found in your arms. Everybody loves somebody sometime. And although my dream was overdue, your love made it well worth waiting for someone like you. I would arrange for every girl to have your charms.
And every minute, every hour,
every boy would find what I found in your heart. Ooh, everybody loves somebody sometime. And although my dream was overdue,
North.
Your love made it well worth waiting for someone like you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, like I was saying before, when you hear a recorded song like I do, you just did off of my CD, it's the best I'll ever sound because it's always patched in if you make a mistake and whatever. But thank you. Thank you very much for a little applause there.
Very good. I thought that was Dean Martin.
Yeah.
That's it. So tell us about the restaurant.
Yeah, the restaurant. Dieci Italian Restaurant in Palm Harbor, a quarter of a mile north of Tampa Road on the west side. And it's the best Italian food. And I'm Italian on both sides. And I rarely go out for Italian food. It is the best Italian food you can get in the area. It truly is.
The chef is actually from Italy.
Yes. And there are things on the menu, in addition to the traditional thing that you'd find in any Italian restaurant, like eggplant parmesan or chicken Marseille. This has regional special dishes, such as rice balls. You don't see that on menus in most Italian restaurants. A thing called broccoli rabe. It's an Italian a green leafy plant in olive oil and garlic with Italian sausage. It's to die for. So I just can't really say enough of it.
You know where the Chick-fil-A is on US 19? At Tampa Road in US 19.
Yeah.
It's right behind the Chick-fil-A.
Right, there's a big L-shaped.
Right, so if you can use that as a landmark, Chick-fil-A.
Right. Okay. Right.
Right, five-star restaurant.
Yeah, it is just a fabulous. So please.
And he sings there and other people.
Yes. Oh, yeah, we have entertainment every Friday and Saturday. And and I don't have my glasses, so let me give my card to someone who appears not to need glasses, and he can give me the number and I'll give it to you.
So this number is 727.
727.
474.
474.
7932.
7932.
7932. The ink is
yes.
Profound.
So please call, make reservations. It'll be a night to remember.
Right, music, good food. And their meatballs, like...
That's right, you like the meatballs, I know.
Right, they're like the size of a softball.
Yeah.
Just to exaggerate a little bit. But not a baseball, but a softball. And they're really like that big, homemade meatballs. And he makes them fresh daily every day.
Oh, everything is fresh. The pasta is fresh. The mozzarella is fresh.
And what is your name?
Johnny.
Johnny M.
Right. Johnny M.
Johnny M. Yeah.
Right, and then they also have a pastry chef there.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So they make everything homemade, like their bakery. Does that matter? Because I put that in the ad, right? And I made it stand out. You know, pastry chef, all the breads are homemade. And they go around with a dessert tray.
Yes.
Everything is homemade. Does that matter to you if you're going to a restaurant known there's a pastry chef there making the bread?
Of That's course, right. Of and course. Let me not forget, there's two owners. My fellow owner is Tony. He would never forgive me if I didn't mention him. So Tony and Johnny, both from Brooklyn, New York.
Wow. There you go. Real New York Italian.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, Tony's been real good to me, too.
Yes.
Like as a man of integrity.
Yes.
I guess if I only had one word to describe Tony, would be the word integrity.
Good.
You know, my dad was born in Greenpoint.
Oh, yeah, in Brooklyn, sure.
And then he left out for his career in the Brooklyn Navy Shipyard.
I know where it is.
And he was in two theaters, World War II and Korea.
Excellent.
Yep.
Excellent.
So tell us, ask him some questions, Johnny.
Well, Johnny, first of all, I just want to say that I am coming to your restaurant because 2.5 years ago, I married into an Italian family.
Ah.
Here in beautiful Dunedin.
So you're no longer the boss, right?
I'm no longer the boss.
He looks Italian, don't he, though?
So yeah, I'm gonna take my family there.
Beautiful.
They're straight from Italy. They've been here for 6 years in the area. So
excellent.
Very good.
Go check it out.
Good. Now we'll give you some free bread.
All right.
All right.
No,
you gotta pay for the butter.
And I'll buy each of you a drink, a wine to start.
Sounds good.
Say that. Two complimentary drinks. Say
that. You gotta go. Yeah.
Not one, but two.
Two and shot glasses. So that's good. So, Johnny, ask him stuff what he does.
And what do you do?
So, my name is Leonardo Garcia. I'm a young entrepreneur here in the area of Dunedin, Florida. I am a wellness coach, and I just opened up about a year ago. My anniversary is coming up. I just opened up a nutrition shop. So, we sell protein smoothies, protein waffles, anything that has to do with nutrition. We sell all your nutrients, vitamins, and stuff, you can find it at AM Nutrition. It's located at 1507 Main Street, Dunedin. And we're right at the Publix Plaza, right next to 9 Brown Boxing Gym.
Very good.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? And then the address for me is 1497 Main Street.
Yeah.
So what's your address?
1507 Main Street.
Yeah,
same plaza, same... Only one store up.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
Yeah. Isn't that something? Yeah, so he's really doing a good job there. He's got a nutrition place set up. He's got it set up like what you have couches and stuff too?
Yeah, I have couches. People
you know, it's like a young atmosphere. And
beautiful.
Yeah.
It's like a coffee shop. It's like a modern coffee shop. That's the vibe that I wanted to bring to Dunedin, because Dunedin is so... contemporary and also very vintage as well. So I wanted to bring something in the middle where people can come enjoy their protein smoothies right after their gym session, or if they're running late and they need some good nutrition in their bodies, they can come really quick, and it doesn't take more than 2 minutes to get you right.
Great.
Wow.
Excellent.
And then you should take. And how often should you drink one of those shakes?
Well. They're supplemental. They're like meal replacements, so you can actually drink them at any time of the day. The most busy time for us is 10 to 1. That's where most people are getting out of the gym or getting up So they come really quick for a quick fix me up. And if you're feeling low on energy, we have clean energy. It's plant-based and super clean caffeine. So our products are a mixture of green teas and herbal teas that they will boost your metabolism.
Great.
So they make you feel great, give you mental focus, and man, you feel like a brand new person.
Do you know where the public shopping center is at?
Yes.
County Road 1 in Main Street?
Sure I do.
It's in that plaza right there on the corner. I think there used to be a jewelry shop in there.
It was a jewelry store. Yeah.
Right. That's right. And just to say another negative thing, that was the jewelry guy that says, oh, you don't need to promote. People will come to you. You know, he's gone. Bye-bye. No, I'm kidding around. He's actually a real nice guy. Actually, I bought Tammy a bracelet from him.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so they had a great reputation. They also have a second location in Eastlake, so if people are looking to go somewhere for the jewelry shop, they're somewhere in Eastlake, and they're great people.
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah, so you left a shop where the people really were nice people. I mean, you won't hear anybody say anything bad about those
guys.
Oh,
no, 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 no. I haven't heard anything bad about them.
No, real integrity.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go to our next guy here, if you don't mind.
Pleasure. Dylan. Thank you very much.
But let's play one more song, if you don't mind. We're going to play another song. And this is from Johnny from Diachi's. And Diachi's is number 10.
Diachi's.
Right. She's got it.
And then, go ahead. You ready? What song is this, Tom?
My Way.
Oh, yes.
My Way.
And now the end is near.
Can you hear? Yeah, don't leave. Okay.
And so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I've traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing. And now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing. To think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels. and not the words of one who kneels.
Following us is going to be Local. Can you read that?
Be Local Buzz.
Be Local Buzz. Right. And, you know, I just, the buzz I like.
With Devin.
Right.
With
Devin. I really need to stress this point. I thank Johnny, you know, for coming in to singing the songs representing Diachi's. But really, the man that has the integrity at that place, not saying Johnny does it, but like really is Tony.
Tony.
He's the guy. Like if you go there and you ask for Tony, man, you're going to know right away he's happy, he's joyful. Actually, he's a singer too.
Really?
Yes.
Well, and a duet.
A duet. I don't know if they ever did a duet there.
That's next.
That's next. But, you know, Tony's a great man.
Yeah.
How does that sound?
That sounds
so
good.
It's an honor to have him in the magazine, and it's an honor to even know him.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you should bring him on the show next.
Yeah. Tony's the man.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so anyhow, tell us what you do.
I'm back. Dylan, the insurance guy with Colonial Life. And I just help businesses provide the best of the best benefits for their team, their employees, and their families to make sure, you know, they're financially secure in the worst case scenario. If anything happens, everything will, they can pay their bills, they'll, you know, recover fully, and yeah, just get back to work and, you know, keep on living the dream.
Right. So like when you wake up, right,
mm-hmm.
and the sun is shining.
Yes.
You can wake up and do God's purpose.
Absolutely.
Right. And sometimes I forget that. Like, for me, I'm just saying for me, sometimes I get stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a choice that I choose to do it, mm-hmm. right? So with all these health issues that people have, it has to come from stress.
Absolutely.
Self-induced.
Yeah, it usually is.
Right.
And, you know, we make thousands of choices every day, but we only really realize a fraction of the choices we're actually making.
I would like to use the word choose, because even though it's a choice, we choose it.
We do.
So take the word choose instead of choice.
Choose. We choose every action we take.
Right. And, okay.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you guys at all. I just want to do, can I do a little promo for a new client? It's Robert's Smoke and Barbecue. There's two separate locations. One at 3333 Holiday, Florida. And then also at 7810 US 19 Port Richey. So you guys got to go check out Robert's Smoke and Barbecue. They have the best food ever.
Robert's Smoke and Barbecue.
Thank you, Tammy. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Right. Great. So anyhow, what's more important, talking about me or promoting a client? Let's take a vote.
Well, let's ask Brian.
I like some smoked brisket, so Tom, I can't complain.
Tom, should I talk about me or promote clients?
Clients.
Clients.
Yes, the wrong person.
That's it. So what was the name of that company again?
Robert's Smokin' Barbecue. Two locations, one in Holiday, one in Port Richey. Got to go check
Robert's
it out.
Robert's Smokin' Barbecue.
Barbecue.
And they have the best brisket, by the
way. Do they? Yes. Have to go there.
I'm getting hungry for barbecue.
But did you see how you networked with Leonardo? So you said you were going there Monday. What was the deal with that?
Yeah, I mean, well, right now my gym schedule is Tuesdays and Thursdays at 6:30 in the morning at the Esporta that is right next to that Publix Plaza. So it'll be perfect to just go right on over and get me a protein shake when I'm finishing my workout.
See, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right.
What would your favorite protein shake be?
It's at Steak and Shake, actually, and it's got fudge in the bottom.
All right.
And it's protein got vanilla shake. Milkshake and ice cream.
Anyhow, let's just say this. Thank you. Can you come next week again?
I sure can.
And yes. Happy birthday, Dylan.
Oh, you should tell
Colonial.
About the party. We didn't tell them.
Sunday, 1 to 4, Limitless Spa in Kenneth City.
Right, what's the address, do you know?
Well, not in the address.
But anyhow, the next people coming Ray up Rowland. Is...
Devin with Holy Be Local, and she is ready to kill it. She's got a lot to talk about.
Be Local Buzz on deck.
Limitless Spa, 5912 54th Avenue, North Kennedy.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.